Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSunKey.com.
Hey everybody, this is Kevin Farley and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. Homemade biscuits, homemade broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com. Oh my goodness, we made it, folks. We have not succumbed to the Zach Townsend's back here because...
Hey, Butterbiskies.
I enjoy having him here because he's fun, but also with the storm happening and all those... things of that nature. It was hard. Yeah. I can't take you seriously.
Thank God we succumbed. There was a real release after that.
Oh, boy. Your character...
Oh, yeah, brother. Let's talk about it.
This character has really developed into...
A cultural phenom.
I'm all in on this character, pretty much.
As you should be. You have executive producing rights to my videos because I filmed all except one here.
Yeah.
So I might as well throw you a bone, you know.
And then
I know life hasn't been easy to you, so I'll throw you a bone, help you out.
I even wrote the last episode of Daddy Likes at Your Place yesterday, which we were celebrating the fact that not only did the hurricane not do any damage? You didn't have any damage. Really, had a few down tree limbs.
No, there's like one sketchy wire just hanging from.
I think that's okay.
Yeah.
We'll
find out tonight, won't we, brothers?
And I didn't really have anything going on here either. I thought for sure the window was going to break. Something was going to fly through the window.
This place was built. Yeah, this.
Well, see, the good thing about this place is that I have walls on. It's like a U shape, so I'm like right in the middle of the U, and there's two, you know, walls on that side, so that protects me on at least two sides. But a couple trees did come down around here. It was when I pulled up to my apartment after spending the night at my dad's house for the hurricane party we had.
Oh.
So I woke
Slumber
up,
party.
started coming back down here, and as I started to get near my house, there was just police tape across.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, uh-oh. I figured it was either burnt to the ground,
or
the apartment
complex. Or
your
Puerto Rican neighbor finally snapped and killed his girlfriend.
Or there was going to be a big tree on top of it. That's what I assumed. But it was just a couple trees down in the street, and they came, and the city came and cut them down. I'm really impressed with the city. And even Duke Energy, my power's on. I know yours is on. There are a lot of people without power.
Yeah, I don't think I ever lost power, not to brag. I'm not one to brag and boast. But
we're recording this to Tuesday after the storm. So there are still, I think, 6 million people in the state without power.
I haven't had work since, what was it, Friday?
Yeah, I had off. Oh, I think I worked Friday. I went in today, Tuesday, and the office was closed. So
Nobody's been working. Nothing's open still.
Right. Very few things.
McDonald's wasn't open on the 4th. Like, what?
I know. I went to Taco Bell
today. Waffle House was closed.
That's when you know.
That's when you know. things actually are going south.
Did you know that there actually is a metric that FEMA uses called the Waffle House metric?
Yeah.
And that based shows you how well a community is getting back to normal if the Waffle House is open.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing
stuff.
The
one by my house is still closed.
But I'm open for business, bro.
In the storm, and I've talked to quite a few of my friends. You see Facebook postings and everything, and it seems like everybody, for the most part, is pretty much good. People are sweating in their apartments with no power still for those unlucky people. That's really about it.
Yeah. I offered up. Anybody needs to come over to Daddy's house. Catch a cool breeze, have a mojito, and possibly charge your phone.
Well, hopefully, they say by Friday, and this airs Sunday, by Friday, everybody should be, you know, hooked back up and back to normal pretty much, thankfully. Although I'm worried there's a palm tree that's falling when I came home today, slowly, and it's right next to, I'm ashamed that I don't know what it is, but a blue tube thing that I'm pretty sure has to do
really
with water.
You really are a man's man, aren't you?
Yeah,
I
know.
Blue tube thing?
A blue metal tube thing that I'm pretty sure has to do with water, and I'm worried that that's going to break and I'm not going to have water. But I don't know.
The only way I can see it breaking is if you sit on it, you fat of a lord.
I'm a glutton for punishment, haven't you, honestly? I don't know why I bother.
Oh, yeah, me neither, brother.
Yeah, I haven't been keeping up with running. That is one side effect.
Oh, I couldn't tell.
Yeah.
And I couldn't tell by your love handles pouring out over your sweatpants right now.
And instead, just drinking profusely this whole weekend.
Oh, we went out. The boys were back in town last night.
I went Friday and got wasted. I think I hung out with you for a little while, and then you left. And then I ended up going out to.
I was really tired.
To Wags after.
I heard you had one heck of a night.
Yeah, tied one on then because I figured, well, this might be the last day of my life. Saturday, I was hungover most of the day, and then I went to my dad's Saturday during the day, and then he had beer and like moonshine and stuff that he got from Carolina. So I ended up drinking then.
Ooh.
And then Sunday was yesterday, correct? No, Sunday the hurricane came in.
Yep.
So maybe I didn't drink that much on Saturday night, but Sunday tied one on when the hurricane was going on.
Oh, boy, yeah.
And then Monday happened, and power was back on. It was back at your place. It was back at my place. Oh. Met up with you at your place. You had a bottle of Jameson.
Waiting for you.
And you started making drinks, and pretty much that bottle was gone in three drinks.
Yeah.
Right?
They were pretty
They were those stiff drinks.
Oh,
boy.
They were like me. Stiff.
They were obscenely strong. So we finished a bottle of Jameson in probably an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours.
And then, like that. Then went out downtown.
Got downtown for a little while.
Bar hopped.
And bar hopped a little bit. There's a few places open. The Galley and
everything was really pretty much open. Like everybody was like celebrating last night. Like people were just like, I feel like they've been cooped up in their house for so long.
Yeah, that's the first thing they want to do.
We walked by that one restaurant. There was like a line out the door. Remember that? Nobody could find food anywhere. That's the only place that's not open is food places.
Yeah,
I work in the food industry. We don't even open until tomorrow. We reopen tomorrow.
Yeah, I think pretty much everything would be back to normal Wednesday.
Because of all like the food truck deliveries and stuff.
Right.
That got postponed. That messed things up a lot. That's my knowledge. That's my inside baseball to you guys. Guys, go to college. Don't worry.
Hey, I went to college and I still.
Holy hell.
Yeah. So, you know, don't go to college either. Get a trade.
You know what? Don't go to college. Find a character. Stick with it. And then make a theme song. Can we play the theme song?
Yeah. So we were talking about your character, and I decided that we were going to produce a theme song for your character.
Well, I came in singing a song, and I had it, and it was pretty good.
Yeah.
And then you said, let's make this better, and we did.
Yeah.
And we did it second try, folks.
Second try, yep, that's true. You did do it second try. I love how people are starting to figure out what it is, too. I'm going to play it just because I do love it very much. It's a lot of fun to play and listen to. But I really think it really makes the video, just the intros
it
alone.
This video.
We'll play it. See if you can recognize the tune.
Daddy likes, daddy likes, oh, that's what daddy likes. Mmm.
That's what daddy likes.
So in this character, you can find all these at your Instagram at Smack Townsend, like a smack in the face, Townsend. And if you want to watch the videos, they're very stupid and annoying and putrid.
That's what daddy likes.
But they're also funny and fun in their own way. People are really starting to enjoy it and catching on. Although I think the last few, people might be daddy liked out because it seems like it didn't get much play.
I think a lot of people watch them. I think there's a lot of closeted Daddy
fans.
Likes fans.
Yeah.
But there are actually people, surprising people that like I wouldn't expect them to be on board with. They think it's funny. And
yeah, well, I mean, we talked about it briefly last week, but women hate it, but even they start to eventually warm up to it at a certain point.
Yeah, and it's when the cookie, that's how the cookie crumbles. That's what daddy likes.
That's what daddy likes.
So I encourage you, go watch them at Smack Townsend's Instagram account.
Or on
account.
Will's Facebook.
Yeah, he tags me and all those. Don't go to Facebook.
I'm not going
though.
Down alone. I'm bringing
somebody
down with,
with
me.
Yeah. Before we get more into this, because I want to talk about, you told me a story about your childhood, and it really disgusted me. But I want you to tell that story here, and then I also have a story about just awful things we did as children. But before we get to that, I want to say thank you to our sponsors here. Thank you very much to Tap House 61. September 23rd, we got a comedy show. It's Tap House 61 did not get blown down. Nothing happened to them either. Ooh. So we're still having a comedy show there, folks, with Rachel Rowan. I'm going to see if I can get her in next week. Jonas Prezendu. And
ooh,
my mentor.
Jonas.
My radio mentor.
Daddy likes Jonas.
And best friend, Johnny B.
Ooh. The B-hole man.
Yeah.
Johnny B.
You're going to be on a show with him on the 30th, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty
Shout
cool.
Out to Johnny B, man. He's cool.
Yeah, you're welcome.
He's a cool guy. Yeah, no. I mean, I really like Johnny B.
Right.
I don't like you, but I really like Johnny B.
Sure. But yeah, you're welcome.
Hey, Johnny B.
You can find
That's what daddy likes.
So be sure to check us out on the 23rd and go there even for a beer and have a beverage and enjoy the new Tap House 61.
Yeah. Especially if you're a hot lady. We got to get more women in there.
Oh,
you know, my age.
Because that's what daddy likes.
All right, calm it down.
Sorry.
TapHouse61.com. Like him on Facebook. Just Tap House, the number 61. And go say hello to him. Joe's been our first sponsor and still is sticking with us. So thank you, Joe, and Tap House 61. Also, want to say thanks to Truvy Salon and Spa, Chrissy Parker, the only one who touches my hair, I tell you. She cuts my hair once every 4 years, but I encourage you to go there more than that and go get your hair cut and, spa treatments. I think they do, like, Botox there from time to time. They do a lot of good things. Truvy, T-R-U-V as in Victor, Y, salonandspa.com, and you can make an appointment. And go see Chrissy at the Facebook, too, and everything. What?
I'm just looking at your hair, and you need to chop it off. I mean your head. Just a complete head off.
Yeah, it could
sword,
be coming
let
soon.
Let me get a sword. And
this
let's
ends tonight. Yeah. All right, we got one more here. Thank you very much to K9Holistics.com. K, the number 9, Holistics.com. Christine will teach you how to speak dog, Zach, which with your dating life, you could probably use. But no, she's, if your dog's a freaking jerk and this is a dog city, you want to be able to take your dog out places to restaurants. People love bringing their dogs to restaurants, wherever they go, bars. I don't get it.
Stop
personally.
Doing that, please.
I guess it's because when I go to a bar, I just get hammered drunk. I can't imagine being responsible with a dog.
I like dogs just as much as the next guy, but there's some places dogs don't need to be.
Home Depot? No. Don't bring your dog to Home Depot.
Well, what's the service dog?
That's different. You can bring a service dog anywhere. But you don't need to bring your Pomeranian in the basket at Home Depot.
Okay, first of all, anybody with a Pomeranian is not going to Home Depot.
Yes, I see it a lot. When I go into Home Depot, there's always a woman in there with a small little dog in the basket, not Whoa. Even walking it.
How small?
One of those small frou-frou dogs. But Christine will tell you how to speak dog. She's been doing it a long time. She does great work. Check her out.
She knows how
Free
to speak
consultation.
Cow? Is that why you're doing so well on Bumble?
KK9Holistics.com. No, I'm doing terribly on Bumble, by the way, but we'll get to that very shortly, too. Thank you, Christine. K9Holistics.com. Free. Free consultation for that. So get your dog trained up so you can take him to Home Depot. Thank you. Okay, so we're getting
Life is rough.
I teased this. Tell me this awful story that you did.
Oh,
when
yeah,
you were
we
a
were
kid.
Talking about. We were, you know, me and Will were sitting down having a nice little meal earlier, and told him this story. I don't know why. When I was like 9 or 10, my mom was having a Tupperware party. You know, you have like 20 ladies, and it's
I don't mean to interrupt you, but Tupperware party. I'm pretty sure it was code for sex toy parties at a certain point, especially during that time. So, are you
That's
sure your mom wasn't
what
having?
Daddy likes.
Are you sure your mom was not having a sex toy party?
She very well could have. All I know is there was 20 women.
Oh, it's definitely sex.
Who
toys,
I went in
yeah.
touch with a 10-foot pole.
Yep.
In my living room, and I'm like 9 or 10, and I remember being like, "Hey, can I take a bath?" He's like, "Yeah, take a bath and go
First
to bed."
First of all, what psycho takes a bath? At 10 years old. You take a bath when you're a baby, not when you're 10.
Mama, baby want milky.
All right, enough. Sorry, I got you. I'm getting you off here. Go ahead, tell your awful story.
So I just remember sitting in the bathtub playing with my toys, and I farted.
Your mom was playing with her toys in the living room.
And I remember I'm farting. I remember, and there was no bubbles in this bath because I'm a real man. And I remember farting and then looking behind me, and then, like, not even looking behind me, but, like, I see something floating, and a turd, a little baby turd, popped out of my little cute butt when I farted in the tub. And I got out of the tub naked. This is my reason. I just had no reason. Wet, naked. I go grab a cup out of the cupboard in the kitchen, and I scoop the poopy out with the cup. And I pour it down the toilet. And then, like a miscreant.
I thought you were
going to
say you
am,
poured it down
I
your throat.
I put the cup back in the cupboard.
Oh, and didn't clean it or anything.
No.
So, I mean, you probably, in your defense, well, you were 10. You should have known better. Because you don't really
get, like,
germs. I should
have been
naked
walking around my house
at
with 20 10. Women.
Yeah,
20 in the other room. Yeah,
I'm yeah 10, you're like a person.
I'm surprised
at
I didn't
10.
Get caught.
You, that is, the more that I'm thinking about this, this is really perverse.
The more
tale.
I'm thinking about this, the more I'm regretting even telling you in the first place, let alone putting this on the internet where it lives forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think actually podcasts only live for a few years.
Well, let's hope that's
archived.
The same for you, buddy. It's time. This ends
down
tonight.
The so I told you I had a story, too, about like one of those awful things I did when I was a kid, but I wanted to save it for this. Do you remember the newspapers, the local newspapers that would be delivered? You know, it was like Largo Leader. They were like the free, small, super local papers. Every city had one. Largo Leader,
oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
Seminole,
okay, yeah.
Sentinel or whatever. So we used to get those, and I used to love collecting the bags and blowing them up and popping them because it made a noise, and it was just a really good material for making balloons. But what I also like to do is pee in those things.
What the? Dude, what?
So, yeah, I know. It was bizarre. But me and my friends would pee in them and then throw them at stuff.
Don't say you and your friends.
No.
You do it by yourself.
No, no.
And throw it in the air and then let it fall on your head.
No, we would all do it. We were weird kids. But, oh, I got a lot of these.
Can
I did a lot of weird
stuff.
Stop
shaking your knee
because
your boob is jiggling. And I'm starting to get aroused. Holy hell. Please stop.
Okay, sorry. So we used to pee in these things, and there was this big factory behind my house. So I did that. I peed in this bag and then threw it at the factory. There was this big ditch with like tall trees. So it's exploded. And then about a second later, I heard, "What the hell?" So this piss balloon just exploded all over this
some poor homeless
mattress workers, factory workers head. And I just ran. I didn't know what else to do. I just ran. And he was probably like, you know, "Oh, it's just water." No,
no,
it was.
You could tell. And you're a kid too. It's like full. It's like
a surge.
Sunny Delight piss.
Just surge that comes out of you when you're a kid. Yeah. So that was pretty a deviant thing that I did as a child. We used to just, you know, what we used
you
to.
You know
do
what
too?
The backlash is? It's I probably used that cup that I like later that day. So much of a miscreant. I truly am a true deviant.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, we used to fucking flash people on the trail too. Just pull our little baby dongs out and flash people
Why?
On the trail. I don't know. It was bizarre. I look back on it now. I'm like, What am I doing? What was I doing? I don't know why. No good excuse.
I remember knew this kid And he got grounded for, he was like grounded for like a month. And I was like, what happened? Like this kid I went to school with, it was still like, we were probably in like fifth or sixth grade, like fifth, maybe fifth grade. I was like, what happened, dude? Like, why can't you come out and play? He's like, fine, I'll tell you, but you can't tell anybody else.
No.
And I was like, all right, what? And he was like, I don't know. My mom like walked down in the basement and like me and Tommy were there and we were sunning each other. And I was like, what is sunning? He's like, the opposite of mooning. And for people,
oh no!
So they're just whipping their little dongs out at each other, just like he's like, because you know, mooning is you pull your pants down to show people your butt.
Oh,
I guess this kid called it
sunning,
which
right.
is
makes sense.
Whipping your little weenie wee-wee out.
Yeah,
but like his mom like flipped out. I guess she thought he was gay, and like, she thought she could ground the gay out of him. Hilarious.
Grew up in a. Yeah.
I'll never forget that. The kid got grounded.
Who
for
was
a
Tommy?
Month.
His brother.
No, some other kid in the neighborhood.
Mm. Yeah, I remember this one kid that lived across
the street.
As far
as I know, they're both pretty straight. I'm pretty
sure.
Yeah.
Well, I think when
you definitely grounded the gay right out of him, though. That's for sure.
How old was he?
We were like fifth grade, fourth, fifth grade.
Oh, I don't think you're gay then. I don't think you would know anyways. I don't think there's anything sexual about it at all.
No, but I was never one of those kids. I just never took my wiener out. I don't know. I always kind of kept it in my pants.
Right.
But then again, I would have needed two hands to take it out, if you catch my drift. Ugh. Brother.
Yikes. Yeah, no.
Heavy machinery down here.
Oh, boy.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Oh, that's what I wanted to get to next. So you, at this... you don't want to talk about
no,
it?
No, but like we could talk about what we're talking about. I'll bring up the subject about like we were talking about earlier about fake sleeping. How bad is fake sleeping? Like we're dying laughing. Like
I think you need the context though of it.
No, well let's just say like okay, say like you had like a one night stand with somebody, and the next morning they're like, you know, trying to leave and trying to wake you up, and you're just like. Oh God, they're moving. Just let them leave. And you're awake, but you're acting like you're still sleeping. So you're just like, what do you do? You just start
the Three Stooges
your cover.
Yeah. Well, I think that's probably because you had booze brain too. You're probably still drunk.
Yeah. So you're like, what the?
What do I do? And you just went to panic mode.
Yeah. That's happened to me before. Where like I've been. You know, coming out of a blackout, and you're like, holy hell, who's this person next to me? Oh, God, they're moving. Oh, okay. And, like, you got one eye open. You're like, oh, God, they might have seen. And they could definitely see you opening and closing your eyes. You know what I mean? Your head moves, like the side of your head moves.
Right.
And then I think one time I started going. She's like, why did your... I can tell you're awake. Your breath got way more intense.
Oh, God. Yeah. Chip, 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 chip.
Chip, 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 chip. I like the fast honk shoe better.
Yeah. Well, they each had their own style, the Three Stooges of fake sleeping. If you ever watched. Did you watch that growing up?
I never watched, no. I don't know.
They used to have it on Saturday mornings. It was great.
Yeah, well, you're also like 10 years older than me, so.
Yeah, that's true. You're a spry young boy of 22 years old.
Look at that muscle. I'm wearing a tank top for those of you who want to know. And man, do I fill this thing out. Oh, yeah. That's what daddy likes.
Oh, my God. You've got to stop. There's a time and a place for this stuff, you know.
Never.
Did you notice? I noticed a lot of people were super defensive about people who left the hurricane.
Yeah, there's like... There's like some people think there's like some sick camaraderie.
Yeah.
It's like, no, we either like people like me who didn't have enough money to leave the state.
Right.
Or just put it off to like, I don't know.
I don't blame anybody for leaving. And I think this ever happens again.
Vacation. We talked about it. We're out, dude.
I'm out because I do not want to deal with this. I'll find somewhere to go, someone to visit for a couple weeks.
It's a nice little reason. To, like, my job is, like I said, my job's been closed. Like, it would have been perfect just to get a little.
Yeah.
Vacation, all I ever wanted.
A boozecation. That's pretty much what we had.
Oh, boy, that bombed.
Yeah, it did. It really did.
Yeesh.
But, yeah, I noticed people being really defensive, like, and mean about it, too. Not even, like, but they're just like, yeah, why don't you just stay out? It's like, well, they still live here. But you know what it is?
I still pay taxes, even if I'm not there.
Still a resident.
They did the right thing. You just left us, man.
They did the right thing. That's the thing. And now they're, you know, getting cursed for it. You know, we really did get, like, really dodged a bullet with the storm. Because it was supposed to be a Category 4 when it hit us, or a Category 3 or whatever. I can't imagine what it would be like in a 3.
Well, I had a fart earlier that was a Category 6. And
oof, that bomb too. But, I mean, a 1. I sat outside and watched a storm from the balcony, or not the balcony, the porch, and just watching Transformers blow up just everywhere. Pop, 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 pop. And I was just like, oh, my God. If it was a 3, like I said, I'm amazed that the city came through like they did. And, you know, things weren't much worse because it could have been. Certainly
a
lot worse.
I mean, some people got power back the next day.
The next day.
I never lost power. I don't think I ever lost it.
Yeah, your house, you didn't even lose power. We lost
it. Well, I live in a really, I don't mean to brag, but I'm very wealthy. I'm very, very well off right now. I have a nice big dojo.
Your neighborhood, everyone has 6 fingers and 6 toes in your neighborhood. It is...
It's
off of Haynes Road.
Literally, I literally live in a haunted house.
Yeah,
it's
spooky as
like
hell.
A Dollar Tree haunted house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I heard that you did have a leaf blower that went missing. Though Elijah put a leaf blower on the washing machine, and it's gone now.
Really?
That's just the storm took it. It doesn't belong to you anymore.
Oh,
well, I don't know why you didn't bring it inside, but
leaf blower. I barely even know her.
Oof.
Ooh.
Cheep, 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 cheep. And, you know, I got to give it up, too, for some of the businesses that were open were local, crappy little convenience stores. Those were the only ones that were open.
I mean, we went to that store yesterday, and that guy was like, you heard what he said. He said, hey, if you can get me ice, I could sell 1,000 bags of ice. I think he was fibbing a little bit.
He did say that. I didn't hear him say that.
Yeah, he's like, man, if you could get me ice, man, I could sell 1,000 bags of ice. Could you, buddy?
Yeah, well, he probably could because he was one of the few stores open. This is the thing with those corporate stuff. Like, I know I like the ease and convenience, and it's a little cheaper with corporate stores. But having these mom and pop shops around is
those
key.
Mom and dads.
Oh, boy.
That's what daddy likes.
See, part of this is you have your glasses upside down, and you look ridiculous. I mean, your face is ridiculous as it is, but, you know. But having the mom and pop shops, man, the little convenience stores, they really saved our cabooses. Be able to get some soda for that Jameson. Nobody can see you, Zach. This isn't a video podcast.
Yeah,
you can't
do
stuff visually.
You ever thought about doing that?
Yeah, it might be at some point in the near future.
Get like one up there, one down there,
mm-hmm.
One right here.
Yeah, and you're pointing at your crotch.
Oh, well, am I? Will, you are sick boy.
Yeah.
You. But, we were talking about family earlier, and I remember talking to my grandfather was telling me this story about a couple of years, like, it's been a while now, but he used to work at this mattress factory. One of these delinquents. Some pee was raining from the sky, he said.
Cats and dogs.
It was a category piss.
Oh. Boo.
It's category number 1.
Oh! That was a little better. There you go.
Save it, Zach.
Come on, buddy.
They can't.
You
can't,
gotta
they
save
They can't
it.
Stop you, Zachy boy. I feel like Dirk Diggler in the end of Boogie Nights. Looking in the mirror, stroking myself, just telling myself, giving myself the best pep talk of all time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we survived, man. I didn't really plan.
Speak for yourself.
This week's podcast. Yeah, that was one of my jokes from this whole thing. Was how do you mark your? You know, you can mark yourself safe on Facebook. How do you mark yourself as dead inside? On it got a big. People loved it.
I mean, how do you mark yourself as insecure? That's what we should. That's what you should have asked. Not you in general. I'm just saying, like, you know, people of Facebook are, I think, some of the most insecure.
Oh, that's one of the things I wanted to bring up. Facebook during this whole thing. Boy, can people make this stuff about themselves,
dude,
can't they?
Okay, yeah, wait, let's hold on. But I'm sandbagging my grandma's house, which sounds really like an innuendo, but I mean it. I'm sandbagging my grandma's house. And I'm doing it with
Would you give her a friggin' Cleveland steamer afterwards?
No, so I'm rusty tromboning. No, but I'm sandbagging my grandma's house, which just sounds awful.
Yeah.
I don't even want to say it one more time, but I will. I'm sandbagging my grandma's house. And I'm putting them in front of the garage, and she goes, runs in the house. I'm like, what the heck is she doing? And like me and my grandfather are doing, you know, I'm like, yeah, you know, don't do it. She's like, all right. Now pose for me. Like, she's like, took a picture so she can put it on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's like, lady, this is life or death. Yeah. You sick freak.
Yeah. She just wanted to show everybody that she was getting prepared.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, I get the whole, like, hey, I'm safe thing, but
yeah.
You know what? That's what phones are for, too.
Yeah.
I don't need to get annoyed. I keep thinking girls are poking me on Facebook and stuff. I'm getting notifications saying, you know,
you're
Bobby
safe.
Bowker marked himself safe. Gladdy freaking da.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's a good thing about it. It's like people that you might not really
care
about.
You're not going to be safe if I get my hands on you.
I think that's what it's for, though. It's like people that you wouldn't call, but you still are curious, you know? So you're like, I'm not going to call you to make sure.
It's like,
but...
guy, your own buddy, too.
Crap. He's safe.
Damn it.
Yeah. But I saw once, too, that was like, the storm was days away. And then it's like, Irma update. I'm packed up. I'm going to head to my friend's house. They live a few blocks away. I feel more secure there. We'll update you when I get there. And this is probably Friday. So it's not even close at this point. And then, you know, a couple hours later, it said, update. I made it to the house, and I'm safe, and I'm okay, and I'm feeling good. So don't worry.
Boy. Zuckerberg, you really created a monster. I'll tell you that much.
I so wish that I could get off that thing.
You should, what's it, Urban Dictionary, sandbag in my grandma's house and see what pops up.
All right, let's do that. We'll do that. Pull it up.
We can start one.
Urban sandbag in my grandma's house. Let's see if anything comes up on the Google box.
Oh, God. Is that a picture of me? On Facebook, grandma, you did take it.
I want to see. It says, just walking up to my grandma's house. Sup, biatch. YouTube. I kind of want to watch it just to see. Hopefully there's no cursing in it.
Just walking to my grandma's house. Sup, biatch. Oh, my God. Just walking to my grandma's house.
Dude, that's me.
Sup, biatch.
Oh, my God.
To my grandma's house. Sup, biatch?
Oh, it just loops it for
yeah, that's Vine. That's Vine. Yeah,
that's pretty great.
We got to get that kid on the podcast.
I wonder what he's doing now. He's probably 22.
Probably sandbagging his grandma's house. That's me, actually. That was me. You've heard me and my grandma talk on the phone. We have a very similar relationship.
Oh, this one's sad. May 7, 2017. Grandson fills 600 sandbags but can't save his grandmother.
Ooh.
Bum, bum, bum. That's very sad.
Because he filled the actual
dictionary
her with sand.
They do have
he
urban.
She was one of the bags. Her loose skin everywhere.
They just put her out there on the stoop.
She's just pouring sand down her throat with a shovel.
There is a urban dictionary for grandma's house.
Oh,
period,
boy. What
which
the
is
heck?
Central location for activity featured in the video game Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare.
Wow, that was really anticlimactic.
That's...
Hey, listeners, are you as bored as I am? What's next subject?
I don't really have any. We kind of did this last minute because I didn't...
Yeah, we did, actually.
I wanted to talk about the hurricane. What else was I bitching about in the car? With the hurricane.
That's got to be the new thing, people. That's what you do. Start making that noise when you just don't want to be doing something that you're doing or you want to blend it. It's camouflage. You want people just to... So you want to be invisible. That's your invisibility cloak. Honk shoe.
Have you heard of anyone having damage? I haven't heard of anybody having any damage to their house.
The only damage I heard is all the chairs that you've sat on in the last 32 years.
That's not storm-related, though. So that
doesn't
count.
But this infrastructure is breaking on that thing. Holy crap. That chair has the spine of Stephen Hawking.
I don't know what's worse, your personality or your tattoos. They're both really bad.
What's wrong with my tattoos?
You have awful hands praying that were done terribly, poorly. I don't know who the artist was.
What are you talking
about? And a locket around it that says mommy on it.
I got the other one that says daddy, but you got to find that one.
Why did you get mommy?
Because my mom's dead.
Yeah, but why don't you say mom? Why did you get actually mommy?
That's actually her necklace.
Whose hands are those?
My mom's.
Oh, my.
No. These are man hands.
They don't have fingernails. They're just stubs with, there's
they
no
do.
Fingernails
yeah, they
on
do.
It.
Look it. This tattoo's actually
that
very well
so
done.
So poorly done, Zach.
You're such
you
a
really
idiot.
Need to, look at the lines. It looks like somebody drew it with, like, a pencil on notebook paper.
Oh, boy.
It looks like a sixth grade drawing. It's really
open your eyes
poor.
And
who
realize
did,
how bad.
Who did that tattoo?
How
much did
getting?
You pay for that tattoo? Huh? How much did you pay for that tattoo?
I think I just paid for it in jokes.
Less. You got it for free? Yeah.
No, I didn't get it for free. I think
you paid for that.
Like yeah, like $180, $200.
Holy crap! You got ripped off, buddy. Let me tell you that much. Why don't you have Kyle fix that thing up for you?
What's wrong with it?
It's terrible. It's so badly done and poorly done. It's the lines aren't straight. They're all sketched out. There's not like real lines in it. It's just sketched out lines. I got to take a picture of that and put it up
Listen,
on the HMB radio page.
Yeah,
and
not if I break your neck first.
Yeah, good luck, Buster. What yeah. other horrible tattoos do you have? You have blessed on your forearm. The only thing you're blessed at is being a hobo and still surviving. You're a homeless person with a home. You really are complete
honestly,
mess.
Honestly, my room truly does look like an Airbnb.
It looks like Irma just sat in your freaking room and just sat there for 3 days. That's what it looks like.
Yeah,
just
well,
hung
there's
out.
Not a well. We know you didn't sit in there because there's not a sinkhole. So,
and you have what's your scripture verse that you have on your forearm there?
It says, "That's what Daddy likes." Philippians 4:13. I'm pretty sure it's a direct quote from God.
Is
he
it?
He looked down at the world and said, "Ooh, Earth, that's what Daddy likes."
What is the quote though? Philip. Is that how you say it?
Philippians. Are you really that uncultured, you swine?
I'm not.
You really
not
are
Christian.
An uneducated pervert.
What does it say,
it says,
you idiot?
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yeah, apparently not get bad tattoos. You're really
not
bad
get
at that.
Bad tattoo. Oh, boy. You really tripped over that one. Not get good tattoos.
Not get it. Good tattoos. That's right. Boy, you really. Thanks for the correction. What other, and you have? What other tattoos do you have, buddy?
I have my last name across my back.
Do you know?
Yeah. What of it?
What does it say? Frankenstein?
you have your last name across your back, don't you? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Schumer. That's what it's... You.
Oh, boy.
Really are
built. I
really are
get
built
a...
like a lesbian.
Yeah.
A dyke.
I know. I do need to get... Like, I was thinking I should probably get a tattoo. But at this point, I'm like, I think it's a more unique without
yeah,
a tattoo.
You should get a rest in peace tattoo dedicated to every pair of jeans you've ever bent over in. Alley-oop!
Got him. I was thinking, what would I get? What should I get?
Do you really want to go down this road?
I was thinking,
you
like,
know they do practice, a lot of tattoo artists practice on, like, dead pig carcasses.
Yeah.
So, it'll be pretty, it'll right. be like the first time, it'll be a walk down memory lane for a lot of them when you walk in.
Yeah. I was thinking, what do I get? Because I hate when guys
You truly
get...
are a bloated corpse. That's what you are. You look like you've been dead in a, you're built like you've been dead in a lake for 2 weeks.
I can't even argue with it because you're not wrong. So it's unfortunate. But like, you ever see like radio guys get a tattoo of a microphone?
Oh,
that's really
or you
bad.
Know what's really bad is when comedians do the what's it
the mask
the mask
the drama mask
yeah the drama mask
happy and sad.
Nick DiPaolo actually has that.
Oof, that's bad.
Yeah.
Also, if you played basketball in high school and you get an NBA tattoo,
Cam Bertrand has an NBA tattoo.
Does he really?
He has the NBA logo on him.
Where?
You and think I have bad tattoos? Have you ever seen
I've seen
Cam?
Some of Cam's. Yeah, they're pretty bad.
Cam
yeah.
has... all right. I have my last name across my back, which... Yeah. Douchey.
Yeah.
Up north. Yeah. I know. I'm one of many. I'm not proud of the clan that I'm in with this, you know...
Well, luckily, where you're from, nobody can
lumped
read.
In.
So, they have no idea.
You're from Florida.
Yes, that's right. The great state
Anyways,
of Florida.
But I have my last name across my back.
Cam has angel wings on his back.
Oh my God, does he really? I saw Vinny
Ward. What's worse, angel wings or last name?
I mean, they're both putrid.
Or just what you have, which is just back knee.
I see the bad ones too is the guns, the tattooed guns in your waistband.
Oh, really?
I think Vinny has those.
No.
Yeah, I think I saw on Instagram with that. Unless it was like photoshopped or something. I don't know. But yeah, that's really awful to see.
I got two squirt guns pointing down there. Squirt, squirt, ladies.
God. That was really filthy.
Oh.
That was really bad.
The father of filth.
Yeah, no kidding. For all the wrong reasons. So I
stop bouncing your knee. Your boobs are shaking. I can't help literally it. It's literally turning me on.
Stop looking, you creep.
Oh.
What did you do to prepare for the storm?
I slept. I sandbagged my grandma's house. And then after I was done doing that, I put sandbags in front of her house.
And that was it? Didn't you just like...
I took a ton of Xanax,
yeah, your
dude.
Grandma's friend came grandma's by and just kept giving you Xannies?
Something like that, yeah. I mean, like, they were staying... You know, there's like, probably six of us at the house, and she had, like, Xanax, and she was, like, everyone was freaking out, and I was like, she's like, you can have some if you want. I ate, like, four.
In one sitting?
Just chewed them down. Like, once the power went out at, like, 10:30 on Sunday night, I popped, like, four. The next thing I know, I woke up. I slept through everything.
You're just in a ball of sweat.
I was
completely sweating.
I was like,
did you wake up in a pile of sweat?
Yeah, I was like, what the heck?
Yeah, that was really, oh my God. Not having air conditioning is just truly the pits.
That's what I feel. Not having air conditioning is what I feel like. It feel like what you feel like walking up a flight of stairs, any flight of stairs.
Yeah.
No matter the stair length either, like two or
sure.
three.
Sure, sure.
That's two or three too many for you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sweating pretty much regardless whether I'm going upstairs.
Those knees
or sitting.
Of yours are just about ready to buckle. Those things are under more stress.
I don't know why I put myself through this. I'm better than you.
The polar ice caps are melting, and those knees are.
I'm better than you in every single way. You have $3 in your bank account.
Oh, I
you
told
really
you that in confidence.
Yeah, exactly. But no, I'm not going to get trashed for 18 minutes on this podcast, on my podcast.
Well, welcome to the show, buddy.
Is everybody loves.
Oh, it's going down, brother.
I got to start booking guests again. So
I got millions of fans. I'm coming in every week now. I'm the new... All right, I think it's time we announce I'm the new co-host. I'm the new host. Will has now been bumped to co-host.
I got to go get audio for Johnny B this week. You want to go with me?
Sure. I'm just not tonight.
I have to go tonight.
Well, you're going alone then. I got stuff to do. All
right. I got to go then.
I got women, you know, I got women to bed and babies to kiss.
I don't know how you go out on so many dates with no money.
I stick them with the bill. And that's also an innuendo.
Yeah. Well,
you know what I'm saying, brother.
I almost feel like your boyfriend at this time because I pay for everything.
I mean, yeah, but, you know, it comes back to you tenfold for sure. My friendship.
Oh, dear Lord. You think really...
I thought you were farting.
All right, Zach. Maybe you'll be back next week. I'm going to try to book a guest for next week.
Well, can I still come in?
Yeah, I guess so. Sure.
We can just make whoever it is feel all weird.
Smack Townsend on Twitter and Facebook and all that. Follow me, HMB Radio.
Give me a follow, guys. I'm pretty funny.
Home_made_man on Twitter and Instagram, and follow Radio St. Pete while you're there. Radio St. Pete, really easy. STPETE on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Radio St. Pete was killing it with the hurricane coverage. Mm-hmm. They had their Twitter feed was full of information that you could use. And if you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned for Frank Rivera's jazz show coming to you from Dunedin, Frankie. Florida. Live from the music room. People love that.
That's
it's the best.
Daddy likes.
If you're in the jazz, definitely check it out. And the indie circuit coming up after that. And if you're listening on podcast, hey, thanks a bunch. Make sure you subscribe and rate it. Just search HMB Radio Tampa Bay, wherever you get your podcast, and it'll show up. Or hmbradio.com. It's got a phone number where you can get a hold of us, text or call. 813-693-21. Oh, I had that message I wanted to play. I did get a message. I'll play it next week.
Oh, yeah. That's actually pretty funny.
It's pretty good, yeah.
We should call her back, too.
And that's what we'll do next week on the show. We'll do that.
We're going to start calling people on the show.
Yeah.
We got some ideas.
It's going to be fun.
I really am going to save this.
Shut up. We got to go. HMBradio.com. Check it out. Get the contact information. Send me an email, thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com. I'll shoot you out some stickers. Have a great one, St. Petersburg, Tampa, and the world. Zach, thanks for coming in.
Oh, yeah, no problem, brother.
Talk to you next week. Goodbye.